I just couldn't let it go. I'm sorry. Yesterday at this time, we were talking about the coin shortage, which, by the way, as I understand it, it's not a shortage, according to the officials with the Coin Task Force.
CTF.
Yeah. That's what we're going to call it. So, yeah, there was a story about how we know that we've seen signs, you know, exact change, please, or, you know, there's a coin shortage, you know, please help us out. We've seen those signs around. We're hearing these stories. But I did not know until I saw a story yesterday, and it had to do with a news release because what was it? It was the deputy assistant or something with the Federal Reserve that made a statement. And he talked about the formation of a U.S. Coin task force. And I'm thinking,
more bureaucracy.
Do we need a coin task force? And nothing against these people who are serving. I'm sure they're nice people, but can't this just be handled through news releases and media promoting and retail businesses and everyone? Oh, okay, you put up signs. We understand this. And I looked into it, and it turns out that there was actually an announcement on June 30th, a month ago, about the formation of a coin task force. Yeah. I did not know that.
Didn't hear a lot about that.
No. It says here, in early July, the Federal Reserve will convene a group of industry leaders for a limited scope, limited duration task force, the U.S. Coin Task Force, to work together to identify, implement, and promote actions to reduce the consequence and duration of COVID-19-related disruptions to normal coin circulation. Whew, that's a mouthful. The task force members will represent all major participants in the coin supply chain. And we wondered, well, how do you get onto the coin task force? You know, we laughingly said, do you have to be a numismatist, you know, a person who specializes in coin collecting? Mm-hmm. Which I would think that might be appropriate. No, apparently you have to be a representative from the following groups: the United States Mint, the Federal Reserve, Armored Carriers,
okay,
American Bankers Association, yeah, Independent Community Bankers Association, National Association of Federal Credit Unions, Coin Aggregator Representatives, and the Retail Trade Industry. 22 people are serving on this coin task force, if I counted right.
Coin aggregator?
Yeah, the coin aggregator representatives.
Does anybody aspire to become a coin aggregator? I don't know. That's something I never heard of.
Go empty out the parking meters.
Nice to meet you. What do you do? I'm a coin aggregator. Would you like my business card? And then it got to be more funny, I thought. And again, nothing against these people, but I just don't think it's necessary because, and this goes back to what we discussed yesterday, but I revisited it on Monday. There was an official statement that was released from the Coin Task Force. And the Coin Task Force, which in a statement says, by the way, many refer to this as a shortage. It is not. There is approximately $48 billion in coins already in circulation, most of which is sitting dormant inside America's 128 million households. So it's not a coin shortage. It's just that it's a circulation situation. You know, people aren't spending
cars
as
too.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. They point that out.
Yeah.
The nation's coin is pooling in change jars and car cup holders and in shuttered businesses. So it's not a shortage, folks. So you might hear that, but no, that's not the case.
Just get it back in circulation.
And that's, again, what the Coin Task Force, the release on Monday, their statement was. In order to help the situation we are in, here is what the Coin Task Force recommends. Consumers should start spending coins they have at home, deposit coins at their financial institutions, redeem coins at retail coin kiosks, and you should use the hashtag #GetCoinMoving in your social media post to help you understand and the rest of the public understand that the circulation slowdown is not a shortage, just a slowdown.
Yeah, remember about, it must have been long about 7-Eleven, July 11th. 7-Eleven was doing a promotion where people would bring in their coins and they get an incentive with slurpees and things like that, trying to get more coins in circulation.
But did we need the Coin Task Force to explain all this and do the research and release this information that seems like it's no more than basic? I don't find anything that's groundbreaking, anything that's wow, never thought about that. No big insight here. I feel like I'm disparaging the Coin Task Force.
I don't know why you are. They're working very hard.
The CTF.
For you, Charlie, for you.
Just remember.
Well, one thing that's happening, though, is a lot and more, even before the pandemic or whatever, there were more and more, you know, like we used to do the coin collections at Tim Hortons when people had dropped their change to benefit the fireworks. And what they were finding, the fireworks people, is that more and more people were using plastic.
Right.
And there were no coins to be dropped in the bucket.
They had to make accommodations for that.
Yeah. So this had to be an issue before the pandemic. I'm with Dave. A lot of people are using plastic nowadays.
Well, real
cashless society.
I will stay on top of this for you, loyal listeners, because I know you do not have the time in your busy lives to make sure that you're paying attention to the work of the Coin Task Force. Not that I have the time either, but now that I've dug my heels in this deep, I will continue. I will continue to kill this dead horse.
And I just want to find out how I can become a coin aggregator.
You too can be on the Coin Task Force.